Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang Nepopsenam about religion. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Nepopsenam, 11871, December 9th, 2024, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Many religions have appeared and disappeared throughout the past 2600 years. At the same time, many people have believed in these religions, while many others have not. However, the question remains, why is it that Buddhism has continued consistently until now? And why do people practice it most sincerely until this day? We can reflect on this question once in a while. Buddhism, which is Buddha's teaching, has not even attempted to conceal anything, and neither is any part of its teaching fake. The teaching is not merely to fulfill our own I, my, me, but Buddha instead instructs us to realize ourselves. This is most critical, for when we realize ourselves, then all of our illusions and delusions disappear. Ignorance is dispelled and we can realize ourselves, thereby coming out of the untruth. We thus emerge from the three poisons and eight sufferings. Hence, we can realize ourselves, true as it is, and go to the utmost level and realize our self-nature. Regardless of the religion, Nepopsenam has never heard of any other that emphasizes realizing the self, but they rather only instruct us to follow and believe its tenets. Hence, realizing the self is to become Buddha and Bodhisattva, which is a unique truth that Nepopsenam has never heard in any other faith. Sukamuni Buddha's realization is that all compounded things are impermanent and all dharmas are without self-nature. Nirvana is perfect stillness, which means it is the utmost gift to all sentient beings. This is Sukamuni Buddha's great treasure for us. It thus instructs us that our own attachments often are to our I, my, me, and because of that, until we leave this world, we want to have this and that. Consequently, we die without any noble meaning or purpose, which creates much negative karma, and hence it is difficult to remain comfortable. Sukamuni Buddha truly cares for everyone with compassionate love and has therefore touched the minds of all practitioners. Thus, even now, 2,600 years later, his teachings will always shine. They are most honest and extremely precious. Thus, Sukamuni Buddha has given us the most precious teaching, which is to realize our self-nature, which is the most supreme gift bestowed on everyone. Of course, realizing the truth is not easy, but it is not difficult either. Those who learn Buddhism but say that Buddhism is difficult find it difficult mainly because of that erroneous belief. But those who realize their self-nature can infinitely protect and truly care for themselves. We can, as a result of that, have the most supreme happiness. There are 84,000 illusions and delusions. Therefore, having an existence in which we are constantly getting caught by 84,000 illusions and delusions is an unwise life. Thus, when we realize the truth, we are infinitely wise and radiantly shining ourselves. Thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsonim. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsonim. Yes, I wish you very nice and happy holidays. Till next week, yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.